You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. A huge night in the Premier League. It's the final week of the league season and we're in Rotterdam. My name is Mark Walter. Joining me on the line is Sky Sports' Rod Harrington. How are you, Rod?
Yeah, morning, Mark. I'm very well, thank you. Looking forward to this week.
Yeah, it's going to be great, isn't it? We've got the final game of the night, which decides who finishes top of the league. We've still got fourth place to play for as well. It's going to be a night of real drama, isn't it?
It is, yes. And you know, when you put these things together, you pray that it's not going to be all settled by the final night. But we've been very lucky and we've got all the positions still open. You know, the top spot and, as you said, that fourth spot. So there'll be some nervy darts thrown on the night. And of course, the games that go on before others will have a tally on how those sort of players play. So, in front of a packed audience, 48 minutes it got sold out in Rotterdam when it went on sale. So it's going to be very noisy. And there should be some very good darts.
Before we get stuck into it, though, Rod, let's just take a quick look back at week 14, how we ended up with the situation we're in. And we'll start with James Wade against Peter Wright, because Peter Wright, in the end, winning very convincingly, and that's kept him in contention for this fourth spot.
Yeah, I think Peter Wright will look back at those 2 weeks when he used those tapered darts and lost both weeks, to thinking I should be in a better position here. But since he's moved back to those straight barrels, he's been playing extremely well. Another good win against James Wade. Although I have to stick up for James Wade a little bit. He just scored well, but he just could not hit doubles. And Peter Wright just punished him every time. And, you know, I often talk about Peter Wright. I don't think people give him the credibility of how good he is in all aspects of his game. You know, we talk about the scoring power with the setting up and taking shots out under pressure. Well, Peter Wright has got all those categories in the right place. And I've said many times, I think there's a major TV title waiting for him to win.
Yeah, maybe it'll be this one if he qualifies. Gary Anderson already safely there as well. He beat Robert Thornton in convincing fashion, only needed a draw to go through, but he did it in style.
Yeah, and I predicted that would happen as well. Robert has been playing a lot better than he did the early part of the season of the Premier League, but still not back to full confidence and full power. But Gary Anderson is, you know, got a lovely throw. It's so rhythmical that, you know, it's just smooth as silk. And he's in the right place in his head as well. He doesn't put himself under too much pressure. He seems a really cool character. And it came out last week.
The third game of the night saw Michael van Gerwen get the better of fellow Dutchman Van Barneveld in pretty convincing style as well to keep his place at the top of the table. He's in real good form, isn't he, coming into the final week, van Gerwen?
Yes, he did. He played extremely well. But the ironic thing is that actually Raymond Barneveld could have been 4-0 up. Because at 2-2, Raymond had one dart and a double in each of those legs that Michael won on his throw. So that could have turned the table. But pressure makes you miss those one darters. And that's what van Gerwen does. He puts pressure on his opponents all the time. And do you know what, Mark? I cannot believe that he missed the nine darter, the double 12. I mean, what is he on? I mean, all the punters are waiting for another nine, as predicted, and Michael lets us down. But it was a real good performance from him, and it sets him right up for this game against Taylor tomorrow night.
Yeah, and the other game that set this up as well, Taylor beat Lewis in convincing style as well, beat him 7-2, which means that Lewis has been dragged into this battle with Peter Wright for fourth place, and Taylor's still level with points, only behind van Gerwen on leg difference. So it meant that game really sealed the drama this week, didn't it?
Yes, it did. I mean, AD the last 2 or 3 weeks has just not been, you know, firing on all cylinders. And I say so often that, you know, he is the George Best of darts. He just turns up one day and he's absolutely unbelievable. But then he'll turn up the next week and it just doesn't work for him. And, you know, I predicted that Taylor would beat him because you had that inkling that AD just was not going to be at the races. And it's put him in a bit of a predicament here because... you know, if Peter Wright wins and then AD's got to win, then that's going to be a real tough game.
Yeah, and it just means that we've got more drama to look forward to this week, Rod. Let's get stuck into it. The first match of the evening is Robert Thornton against James Wade. Robert Thornton 3-1, the draw 4-1, and James Wade 4-7. Nothing on this, Rod, so a bit of a dead rubber to start with. But does that mean these players will be a little bit more free? We might see a little bit more exhibition darts going on here?
Well, yes, I mean, sometimes that does happen. I mean, they're up there for pride in front of a new crowd out here in Rotterdam in Holland. So they're not going to go up there and just throw darts away. That is not in, especially in these two players, very professional in their setup and their mentality. And we're going to see them go at each other because that's the what they do. But I've got James Wade winning this. I think that he won't miss doubles like he did last week. And Thornton, as I said, he's not still back to 100% form and confidence. I think Robert just wants to get the Premier League out of the way and start fresh as it is. But I'm going to go for a James Wade win here. But I don't think it's going to be a runaway win. I mean, James Wade to win with Robert Thornton winning four legs looks the bet for me.
12-5 for James Wade to win and Robert Thornton to get four or more legs in the game. So what are you thinking? Something like 7-4, 7-5 in favour of Wade?
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm looking, 7-4, 7-5. But also, have a punt on James Wade to have over that over his checkout because, you know, he's doing it 5 out of 6 weeks, James Wade is. So over him on the checkout. But yeah, around about 7-4, 7-5.
James Wade, highest match checkout over 100.5 is 5-6, Rod.
Yeah, they're getting crafty, William Hill. It used to be around about the 95, 96 mark, and they've pushed it up because he's won it. He's won that bet so many times. But even so, I mean, James Wade, he takes out the 104 so often because he leaves that a lot. You know, that last dart to check it up comes down to the treble 19, the 57 to leave the 104. He leaves it an awful lot. So over that 100 is a good one.
Yeah, our traders have caught on to you, Rod. They're after you. 5-6 for James Wade to get over 100.5 as his checkout. Leading towards Wadey then in the first match. Let's move on to the second one. Peter Wright against Raymond van Barneveld. Peter Wright is even money. The draw 7-2 and Barney is 7-4. Peter Wright knows where he stands coming into this, Rod. He needs to win this game to have any chance of making the odd two in London. Do you think he will win?
I think he's going to win, but it's going to be a close one. I think Barney in front of his home crowd, he's obviously going to get a lot of noise on his side. But Peter Wright is one of those players that it doesn't seem to affect. I mean, Barney, you know, he's up for none. He can just go up there, relax. And if Barney gets that nice long looping throw that he has and gets it working early on, then Peter Wright could be in trouble. So Peter, he's got to get out of the gate quick. He's got to silence the crowd. He's got to put pressure on Barney in front of his home crowd. Otherwise, could see an upset. But I think Peter Wright is so up for this. He's got his darts right, his head's right with those darts. The grip feels good, so I'm going to go for a right win. But again, I can't see it being a runaway either way. I mean, you know, I looked at the stats and what have you, and I'm thinking, do you know what? The draw stands out to me, but I'm going to go for a right win just because he needs it that little bit more than Barney.
What kind of scoreline would you expect him to win this then by, Rod?
Again, I think it's going to be around about the 7-4, 7-5. Probably the 7-5 is the better one because I think it's going to be close to the draw. But again, you know, Barney on a checkout, he's going to get 4 to 5 legs. He always has a checkout over the 100, as Wade and Barney have helped us out all season in the Premier League. So I'm going for a Barney on the high checkout as well, but just right to nick it.
How do you think Peter Wright will approach this game, Rod? Because he knows that if he wins, he's got a chance. If he wins by a big margin, then it reduces the chance of Eddie Lewis going through on a draw. So do you think he goes out there just to get the 2 points, or do you think he goes out there thinking, I need to do a number on Barney here to enhance my chances further?
Yes, that's exactly what he's got to do. He's going to go out there from dart one. He's really got to hammer this dartboard. He's got to attack it. He can't, as we say, lay back on it a little bit and think, I'll stay straight here and just be careful here. No, no, no. It's attack with every single dart. He's got to win by the biggest margin he can to put that extra pressure on Adrian Lewis. He's playing well enough to do it. But then the first three legs of this game is absolutely crucial to Peter Wright. He can't be 3-0 down, 2-1 down. He has got to look at being a 3-0 up would be great. 2-1 up he would accept. But he's got to break Barney at least once in those first three legs.
Yeah, to stop Eddie Lewis only needing a draw to go through, Peter Wright needs to win by five or more legs, which is a tough ask, I know. But Adrian Lewis up against Gary Anderson, the third match of the night. Lewis 9-4, the draw 4-1. Gary Anderson is 8-11. Lewis will, as I mentioned, only need a draw should Wright not run away with the previous match. But a win is the idea, really, to absolutely secure his way through. But he's taking on Gary Anderson, and he's not in the best of form at the moment in the Premier League, Lewis. So this is a tough one, isn't it?
This is extremely tough. To be quite honest, there's a few players that you don't want to come up against and have to win, and Gary Anderson's one of them. I mean, AD has not got a great record against Gary. on the big stage over the last year or so, I think. So, and with Adey coming in from last week and the week before, he may put himself under too much pressure here, especially if Wright does a number on Barney. I mean, if Barney goes and beats Peter Wright, Adey's walking into this nice and casual. He could easily go and beat Gary Anderson, beat him convincingly. But if Wright wins, then the pressure will be on Adey. Now, as I say so many times, he's a great talent. He really is. Love watching him when he's on form. But if he starts to get pressured and that first start starts to drop lower that treble 20, then it could be a big problem. We know Gary Anderson's going to get up there. He can't improve his position. He knows what's going to happen. So Gary Anderson is up for none. He can go up and enjoy it. We've got the two most talented players in the game here with the most fluent throws. And when they're on form, they are a joy to watch. But I've got to go for an Anderson win because the stats and the form says that he will. You know, if Peter Wright, say, wins that first game, then that extra pressure, Adey might not be able to handle it.
So going for an Anderson win then. Do you think Adey will stay in it for a while? Do you think it'll be tight? Are you expecting a long match here?
Yeah, I think he did. I mean, it was like Phil Taylor last week. I think at two legs all, you're thinking Adey's going to do a number on Phil Taylor here. To be honest, what you do, you when you're watching people like Adey, Anderson, Van Gerwen, you're waiting for this little run that they get on this three, four, five legs where they absolutely wear the treble 20 out. Two darts are in the treble 20 with every visit. And last week at two all, I'm just thinking, do you know what, Adey? Put a couple of 12 darters in, get in front of Phil, put the pressure on him, and you walk away with the game. And you're home and dry in the Premier League for the 0-2. But it was Phil that did the job on Adey. And that's where the balance is. And it's going to be the balance in this one. I think Adey will be in there, but he must not make mistakes. If he comes out of the gate flying, he could easily beat Gary Anderson. We know that. He's got that talent. But that extra pressure just tightens your arm up. And as I said, it... The sighting will be, and the inkling will be, if Adey Lewis's first dart of his throws goes lower the treble 20. That's a sign of pressure because it tightens the arm up. And Gary Anderson's an intelligent player. If he sees that in Adey, that's when Anderson will start firing in two trebles with every visit.
And that would, of course, mean that Lewis misses out on the 0-2. The final match of the night is a huge one. It's Phil Taylor against Michael Van Gerwen. Phil Taylor is 11-4, the draw 7-2, and Michael Van Gerwen is 4-6. The top spot in the Premier League up for grabs is that £25,000 purse for whoever finishes top. But it's not just about the money, is it, Rod? It's about more than that. Phil Taylor would love to get one over on Van Gerwen in front of a Dutch crowd to finish top of the table and say, I'm still number one in this Premier League. Whereas Van Gerwen is trying to assert the opposite way, saying, you're no longer the top dog, Phil. So it's going to be a cracker, this, isn't it?
I'm so looking forward to this. The anticipation of this, I think every dart fan in the world will be glued to their box watching this game. It's set up absolutely perfect. I mean, in Rotterdam, who's going to win the league, a Dutchman or an Englishman? The roof is going to come off. Not one person will leave that arena before the end of this game. And you're right, it isn't about the 25 grand. Phil Taylor, you know, said... a couple of weeks ago, oh, there's 25 grand, but no, it's nothing about, it's the reputation. It's the reputation of Phil Taylor on the line against the young gun, Michael Van Gerwen. You know, Van Gerwen comes into this match, you know, with the form, he's on the run. Phil Taylor still playing brilliant darts and quite capable of, you know, beating Van Gerwen quite well. But the inkling for me, Mark, on this was when they met last time, they had a draw and they both got interviewed on the stage. And Phil Taylor was over the moon with the draw. Now, to me, that showed weakness and possibly one of the few weaknesses that Phil Taylor's ever shown in the 30 years of his career, where Van Gerwen see it as a loss. So Van Gerwen will come into this, you know, on the front foot, where Phil may be coming into it a little bit apprehensive, thinking, can I beat Van Gerwen? I need to. However, if Phil Taylor's around at six legs or eight legs and there's a draw, then the pressure's going to be on Michael, because in front of his home crowd, he wants to win in front of his own crowd. He wants to say top of that league because there's reputations at stake. If Michael goes and does a big job on Phil Taylor, they'll just go, well, Michael's running away with this game now because he won the European event at the weekend in Gibraltar, played brilliantly out there, so he's still on a winning streak. But Phil Taylor, you know, he's an old man now, we know that, but he's got the mentality of a young dart player, still fresh. And reputation's on the line, and who's going to win? You know, it's a flick of the coin, to be quite honest, because so many things can happen in this game. Phil's got to get out of the gate quick. He's got to hold on to his throw very strong. He must not throw more than 15 darts on his own throw, you know, because that is not going to win against Michael van Gerwen. I mean, I'm going to go for a van Gerwen to win. On the form, it says that. But do you know what? The amount of times I lean towards Phil Taylor because of his reputation and what he's done over the last God knows how many years with all the majors, it wouldn't surprise me an upset. The draw is no good for Phil Taylor, so he's got to go guns a-blazing for the win. He could win it, but I'm going to just edge it towards Michael van Gerwen.
Michael van Gerwen, just to edge it then, 4-6 in the betting for Michael van Gerwen to win. You could also play Michael van Gerwen to win and both players to score four or more legs at 11-5. Do you see it going the distance then? You say just edge it. Do you think it'd be tight?
Yes, I do. I can't see Phil Taylor not getting at least four legs on his throw. You know, he's going to throw six times, hopefully on his throw. So, yeah, 7-4, 7-5 to Michael. Possibly 7-5 again because I can see Phil Taylor perhaps having a nod at the draw, trying to win the last leg. But, yeah, a very close game, I see this one, and so looking forward to it. I mean, you know, 30 years in the game I've been, and to get a little bit excited over a dart match, I don't know whether I'm sad, Mark.
I don't know, Rod. It's going to be fantastic anyway, this. I just want to get your thoughts on the comments of the two players coming into this as well, Rod, because it's interesting what you say there about when they met earlier on in the season and it was a draw and the reactions of the players. Taylor seemed over the moon with it. Van Gerwen was very disappointed. Coming into this, Michael van Gerwen's been quoted as saying he's ready to rumble in Rotterdam in front of a home crowd, whereas Taylor's been saying how phenomenal Michael van Gerwen is, which is an interesting approach coming into it.
Yeah, I don't know whether that may be a little bit of reverse psychology, I think they call it, all the experts. The only thing that with Michael van Gerwen, if he comes into this game, you know, putting himself under pressure because he wants to beat Taylor so much, then the early legs, he may be just a little bit tight in his arm, and that's when things don't go 100%. So that's when Taylor knows, and he's a very intelligent player, Taylor. That's when he knows he's got to get into Michael. But if Michael gets on that run from that very first dart, which is what he's up to do, then Phil could be in trouble. But, yeah, the mindset, Van Gerwen's coming into this really flying. Phil Taylor, I don't believe that he's 100% positive with his game to beat Michael. I think there's a little element of doubt there which has never crept in very often. But I go back to that draw when Phil Taylor was over the moon with the draw, which to me, as I said, showed a little bit of weakness. So he's got to forget about that. He's just got to... Well, Phil Taylor's got to play one of the games of his career if he's to beat Michael van Gerwen. I mean, he's 16-time world champion, won this God knows how many times, over 100 TV titles worldwide. But it all rests on him beating this young man who's a phenomenal darter player.
Yeah, really should be cracking on Thursday night. What will be your best bets then, Rob, before you go? Just summarise for us.
Well, I'm going to go through the card. Wade Anderson, Wright, and Van Gerwen to win, just on the straight wins. And then Wade, Barney, and Van Gerwen to have over on their individual checkouts. And we're going for the nine darter again. I mean, Van Gerwen missed the double 12 last week. And what a perfect place for Van Gerwen to do the nine darter in front of his home crowd to beat Phil Taylor to be top of the Premier League going in the 0-2. It just seems so perfect a place to do the nine darter. So I'm going for Van Gerwen to finally get the nine.
A nine darter finish in that game, by the way, between Taylor and Van Gerwen is 14-1. If you want to think it's going to happen in that game. Thanks, Rod. It's been superb. Pleasure speaking to you once again. Enjoy it on Thursday night, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again ahead of the finals night at the O2.
Well, I'm certainly going to enjoy it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.